Former Obama DEA official who left after Trump election charged with agreeing to launder millions for Mexican drug cartel. By John Binder on December 6, 2025. Paul Campo, who previously served as a high-ranking Drug Enforcement Administration DEA official in the Obama administration, is accused, along with a friend, of agreeing to launder millions for the Cartel de Jalisco Nueva Generación, CJNG, one of Mexico's largest drug cartels. Campo, who served as the deputy chief of financial operations at the DEA under Obama, is accused alongside Robert Sensi in an unsealed 15-page indictment of working to launder $12 million to CJNG, which controls huge swaths of the drug trade throughout the United States and is also involved in human smuggling at the U.S.-Mexico border. After President Donald Trump was elected to his first term in 2016, Campo was among many federal employees who left their posts. According to federal prosecutors, Campo and Sensi started meeting with a confidential source posing as a member of CJNG in late 2024. In later meetings, prosecutors allege, Campo and Sensi agreed to launder about $12 million of CJNG narcotics and, a news release states, laundered $750,000 by converting cash into cryptocurrency, provided a payment for approximately 220 kilograms of cocaine on the understanding that the payment would trigger the distribution and sale of the narcotics worth approximately $5 million, for which Campo and Sensi would, receive directly a portion of the narcotics proceeds as profit, and, two, receive a further commission upon the laundering of the balance of the narcotics proceeds. Emphasis added. Perhaps most shocking, the indictment alleges that Campo and Sensi began advising the confidential source on procuring drones and weaponry so that CJNG could carry out its drug trafficking and human smuggling using state-of-the-art military weapons like AR-15 semi-automatic rifles, M4 carbines, M16 rifles, grenade launchers, and rocket-propelled grenades. In one conversation, the confidential source told Campo that CJNG puts explosives on the drones and we just send it over there, boom. In a similar conversation, the confidential source asked how much explosive material the drones could carry, to which Sensi allegedly responded that the drones could carry 6 kilograms or enough to blow up the whole F, I don't want to say. Campo, 61 of Virginia, and Sensi, 75 of Florida, are each charged with one count of conspiring to commit narco-terrorism, one count of conspiring to distribute and possess with intent to distribute cocaine, one count of conspiring to provide material support and resources to CJNG, a designated foreign terrorist organization, and one count of conspiring to commit money laundering. Both Campo and Sensi face life in prison if convicted of the charges. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.